וישמן ריש נון גימל, ומשנה ברורה סעיף קוסם קורס going on the remark, the remark said there was an nation that in order to ensure they should have Hamam and Shabbos, a guy used to take the kibbeira out of the panel, was cold already, and then the guy put it next to the oven, that heated the furnace, and this was muta because the ikar kavanah of the goy was to heat up the house, even though it's like secretia that the food will cook. But by mir la'akum, we are made by a secretia. And but to say there was first the goy took the kpeira out of the pan and put it on top of the cold furnace, and then he heated the furnace. So when he's heating the furnace, even though it's a psikreisha that the kibbeira will get hot, but this is mutla. So the remark continues, Aval al yidei Yisrael, a yid should do the same pu'ula, that means that a yid will go and take this cold kibbeira and put it on top of a cold furnace, and then later the goy will kindle the furnace, that is also. So let us see the Mishnah Berura. Sukkot and Kuf also be chiyai dagna. Rosa leima. Lohishiv akdeireis eitzo tano beisachayret. If the so it's a cold kibbeira, and the yid will take this cold kibbeira and put it by the furnace next to it. Ayolov, a filu kaidem ahesek, even before the furnace was heated up, it is also. Now, what did he do? What did this yid do? He didn't do anything. He put a cold kibbeira next to a cold furnace is nothing. Later, the guy did everything. So he says, no. If you'll have one person will put a pot on a stove, and a second person will light the fire, so it comes out the melacha came about through the coolness of both of them. That means the bishul akdeira came out that the first one put the pot there, the second one lit the fire. So the melacha is that since the first one was mishtafet in the melacha, so it's tothos, he's not chayiv. He's not called a Mahalo Shabbos, Avalosa, but it's also Nidah Rabbonah. So that's why if the Yid will do this, this is also. Masha'ein Kain, Ba'anir Alein Yehudi Nishari. But if he will tell the guy to do this, it's Mutter. Because the guy did everything, and it's not considered the Iker Kavonosom Lechamim Abayis Tishorin. Because the Iker Kavon is, the guy really wants to heat up the house, and I'm permitted to tell the guy to heat up the house. And what, the other thing that is happening, that the pot is getting heated up, that's not the Iker Kavon of the guy. So he's not called Mechavan to do this, and so therefore it's Mutter. Umizeh nira heter, so now he wants to tell us a heter. And another thing, it seems the furnaces which were Vismanayan, in the furnace, there was like a pot that was intrinsic chalik of the furnace. And they used to put water in the pot, and some of the purpose of this was that the heat shouldn't be so dry, so they always used to fill up the pot, that there should be water in the furnace. That was how they used to heat up the houses. So he says, if the goy came to heat up the house, it's a cold day, it's very cold outside, so we called the goy. The goy used to come, and the winter guy used to come and used to make the furnace. Now the goy looks at the furnace, he sees the pot is empty, so now if you won't fill it up, it might crack. So, I mean, that's part of the functions of the furnace. There has to be water in this today. So if the guy went and he put water in the container, but then he came for one purpose, to light the furnace. But that's part of the functions of the furnace. There's water with the knayla, that's, and there's water in it in order that the heat shouldn't be so dry. Fine. So the guy came for one purpose, to heat up the house. And that's the reason he put the water there also. Shemuta ha-Yisrael lehanes mehen. So now there's hot water in the furnace. Now the Yid wants to wash the dishes. He didn't have hot water to wash the dishes. So now the water became hot through the function of the goy. The goy came to heat up the house, which is mutter. Now he has hot water. Shemutali soli honis mam ladian mem kelo. Now he can wash his dishes with the hot water. Now he goes further. The first stage was the guy put in the water by himself, because that's, he knew that's what you do when you heat up, when you light the furnace. The Yid can tell the guy, now you're going to the furnace, make sure that there should be water in this pot in the furnace. The Kalvachaymo, the previous case really is, that means I told the guy to put the pot on top of the furnace. So when the guy puts the pot on top of the furnace, what are you putting the pot there for? What does the soul of their messiahs with the furnace? So he realizes that that this is going to get hot. Because the Iker Kavone is not to heat up the soul, the Iker Kavone is to put on the furnace to warm up the house. So since this is not an Iker Kavone, he said yesterday, if you have an English cat, there was a certain type of an English furnace that there the furnace had two functions. It warmed up the house and you cooked on top of it. Then we say that the guy wants to do both. But if it's a normal furnace that the Iker Kavone is to warm up the house, even though he knows that shoulders also can get warm, so the law is showing over here, that I tell them to fill up this kedera in the furnace. He doesn't want that I should have hot water. That's why she broke out kedera. That means it will crack or there won't be any water in it. The answer that fill he put water after it started, the furnace was heated up, is showing gun changing times. Because he's not doing it for me, he's doing it that the furnace should function properly. Fine. Yeah. So he just said, if you had, it's in the winter, And the guy warmed up the furnace, and he filled up this container with water before rubbing his mutter. So now we had here a bonus. That afterwards, after we finish the Shabbos Suda, we need to clean the dishes. We need it for Shabbos Suda. We have now hot water, and we can use this hot water for washing the dishes. Yeah, only come up came like you didn't need a lesser achas a secret. Yeah, and to tell the guy after he put on the furnace to put the water in that sikha also. And we saw a loss of wheat in the mind was saying, and they were to look at him, she said, see, in the Yehudi. Fine. But the yeet put in the water in the furnace, so that is it also, like we had before. The yeet can't put the kedera of cholent on the furnace. It's echod noson as a kedera, echod noson as a, he said it's awesome. But it's so he just told us that with this after we got a bonus, we got hot water at the same time, and we can now use this hot water to wash the dishes. But now he says, I want to tell you something. When you're washing dishes with hot water, you can get into hot water. So you have to know how to wash the dishes. That when I told you, you're allowed to wash dishes with this hot water. So you have to know how to wash the dishes. But that the dishes are not fatty with schmaltz. The ilahochi, if it's fatty with schmaltz, so then also one is not permitted to pour the hot water on the schmaltz. We're talking about hot water that will melt the schmaltz. And that's considered noilet. That means there's an ether midarabonon to create from a solid a liquid. There's such an ether midarabonon, just like one is not allowed to chop up ice or snow to make it into water. It's an issa of moilis. It's an issa of moilis. It happens by itself, no problem. But I should do a pu'ule to change the status of a solid to a liquid. That's also of moilis. So the moilis, they said like this. If you pour hot water on gels, that this pulley is making that the gel fats become a liquid. We mentioned 2 days ago, as the shayla of Bishul, there's no shayla, because when he's pouring the hot water, it's a double yoles. So we say, in Bishul ach Bishul, that is the lumbus thing. Al Bishul, there's no shayla, because this shuman was cooked already. But there's an issa, the rabbonim, of making from a solid a liquid.
If it's like a mashahu, I mean, they're sheer to the amount of shuman?
I don't know. Yeah, mashahu, I don't know. But the maisha cause of sinning shin chom stif yudalit. Hello. So what do you do with the dishes? We want to have clean dishes, and they're fatty with some smelts on them. So what do you do? Ali yinia ha kli toy. He puts the kli into the water, and then the shuman will dissolve by itself. I mean, the hot water that's surrounding it will melt the shuman. That is mutter. If I pour hot water on the shuman, then that's cold. I made the shuman into a liquid. That's called my maaseh. So that is also. it's more down a person is, should not be master on snow, because he's making from the snow a liquid. That's called his pula. He's doing a pula be your dayim to melt a solid. So pouring hot water is called a pula be your dayim. But if he puts the dish into the water and the water melt the fat by itself, this is shari mishum the like of in mice.
Right.
I think it was an ice cube I won, so you should put the ice cube into the water, not pour the water on the ice cube. It's the same thing, because pour the water on the ice cube, you're doing the pool that is melting somehow the water. But you put the ice cube in the water and it'll melt by itself, that's mutter. Now, Avo, so now we were speaking about what do we do? This was every Shabbos they had this problem. How do you warm up the cholon by Shabbos? So that is, if it's cooled off, if it's, so then there's a big cool off. Avo, imakdeiris adayin hanim, but if the gedeiris, that means the contents of the gedeira is ham, that means according to the Ramah, it means it doesn't have the answer lettuce, but it's warm, and so then if the gedeira is warm, I want that the gedeira should get hotter. So let's see the scenario. I have here a kdeira of solent in the oven from Erev Shabbos. At the present time, it's warm. It's less than Yatzer lettuce, but it's warm, and warm means that the person who wants to eat something warm, he enjoys the warm. He would prefer it to be warmer, but al kaponim, it's warm. So if it's warm, a dayim chamin, so Mamela, according to the Gemara, there's no Issa Mishal. There's no Issa Mishal anymore. It was cooked and it's still warm. So now, you don't need Goyin. So now, I and the Yi can take this pot and put it next to the furnace. Now, let us just see, and it's going to get nice and hot. Now, what is the reason of this Heter? The reason of this Heter is a combination. One, it's considered Hazoru. That means the part of Cholin was in the Tano Aleish Kolalaima. And so it was Aleish before, I put it there before Shabbos. And it's still warm. So there's no Bishul Nikishaiwa. Now, we thought the Din Hazoru, if you have something Aleish, you're allowed to put it on another Kira. As long as a Gerucho Ktume. Now, I don't have a Gerucho Ktume Tana anymore. And all I have now is this furnace, which is not Gerucho Ktume. The coals are there. The furnace is burning. There's a big fire in the furnace. So I want to make Chazoret. I want to have a Hetam Chazoret, and I want to put it next to the furnace. So, but the problem is, Chazoret is only muta on something that's Gerucho Ktume. The coals were taken out, and the coals were covered, and the furnace doesn't have any of these mitzvahs. But there's a din of smicha. Smicha, putting something next to the furnace, even though the furnace is not Gerucho Ktume, is equivalent to putting on a kira, which is Gerucho Ktume. And this we had in Sif Aleph. Smicha on a ene Gerucho Ktume is equivalent to hanoche on a Gerucho Ktume. So, Mamela, this is what the Gemara is going to tell us now. We have a cholent which is, Baruch Hashem, still warm. So there's no mishul b'kishayla. So I want to take this and put it next to the furnace. This can get piping hot, which is no problem. So even though the furnace is not Gerucho Ktume, but I'm making smicha, not Chazor al-Gabov, so I'm not making Chazor al-Gabov, you don't need Gerucho Ktume. So that is what the Gemara says now. Aber Masdeir ist ja dein Hanin. Mutter war mir dann Eitel. Next to. Tano weit auch eure Furnace. Ich kann es next to the Furnace. Miyacher, sheiz bayir, bitanurim shalona yeslam din kirit. Atanum heva din kirit, kusin bitanurim bisman chazal. They were very hot, and then a philosmira, which was shaped like a cone, a philosmira was also. But atanurim alaik a kirit. Usmiche, beyehe, sheina grufa ktume, kizin grufa ktume, lingyasin alea. So to make smiche, to put it next to akire, sheina grufa ktume, is equivalent to put it on top of akire, which is grufa ktume. Fine. So he just said now, so if it's warm, then we don't need the guy. We'll be able to look. We just need the guy to heat up the furnace. But that's it. But we don't need the with the chalon, we can take care of it ourselves because there's no bishul de kishayla and there's no hazor de kishayla because even though the furnace is not grufa ktume, it's smicha tiny grufa ktume, which is equivalent to Nesina al-Gabi Gruhakta. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Adayin Hamin, but if the cholent is hot, Afila ain't a Yatzei Ledes then, it's not Yatzei Ledes, it's less than 120, which is the din of Yatzei Ledes for Kuleh, or Lechumreh, Mutar La'amidon Afilu Yisrael, Vafilu la'achel shehusak. That means even the guy came already and the furnace is burning hot. I'm allowed to put the kteira next to it. Now I just want to say one big thing. Vafilu la'achel shehusak. And what if it's before shehusak? In different words, what's the problem? Vafilu la'achel shehusak. You're also allowed to do it. Right. Eitel. Tano Beisachoyle, Avol Olov, to put it on top of the Tano Beisachoyle, the whole strain beside it, to put it in the Tano, and don't have to finish and put my fat there, also, Kivin She'eno Goro Vekotov, it's not Goro Vekotov, I'm now deriving heat from a source that's not Goro Vekotov. But who was going to Mexico to also leading all of us? Who was the guy who didn't come yet? And it's hot. So there's no racial vikishaila. There's no racial vikishaila. I'm going to put it on top. And the guy's going to come in 5 minutes and he's going to make a fire. So I have now my hot on something that ain't the goal of a cartoon. At some place, so there's a gzeira of Shemi Yechate. That means I have my pot, and guests are here already. My wife is losing me, no, is the cholent ready already, and they're here ready, and we're waiting, and it's not ready yet. So I have here a pot on top of a tunnel, or inside a tunnel, and it's cold burning. So this is a gzeira of Shemi Yechate. There's a gzeira, you might be mechatez to make it hotter. That's it. So that mechosim is saying also. Even saying I go of a cotton, but who looks like the master goes to eat in all of them. Mishum shas, shemi yechad achaka, begecholim, lahal bais humay. He wants to get it hotter. And it's an ideal situation. You have a fire in front of you with coals burning, and then she might be mechatez. What did the guy do?
He heated
the furnace, but he put it on the tunnel. The guy did that. He thinks I'm followed by a cold thing. So the guy hit the next component for the challenge. And now he said he wants to heat up the thing and it's a secretion, so it's mutter. The guy isn't thinking about the cholent. The guy first puts it on the cholent before when it's cold and does. Then we hear that of the guy was the guy The head of the Goyas is eating up the house. And the song there also, he's not thinking about the song. Well, he put it there. But he's not thinking about the salt. He's thinking to eat up the house.
Yes.
But you were talking about that at the top, I don't need the Goy. I can put it next to the Tano. This is no Shailam Bishul, and Chazor is Mutai Deis Mishpeh. And but don't put it on top. But see, you put it on top, now you're making Chazorim on something that's going to be, when he makes the fight, can be any goal of a Koto.
He's not Chazor before the Koto.
Good, but that's still called Chazorim. That's still called Chazorim, because that's the... Because in the Chazinishas Chazor is not only the mice of putting it down. Chazor is that now my pot is on the fire and I can stir the coals and that's that. Yes. But through the Kaidim Hesek, yeah. Mishum Shashem Yechak Achekach Begacholim, Lahar Beishchum Shagder Shomalo, you know, Tochim, you want to make, that'll get very hard. V'ho'oilom nodu hetav. Now he says the minik ho'oilom is that they put it on top. The minik ho'oilom is they put it on top of the tunnel. Litein olos today is chamim koidem hesek. Before the hesek, they put it on top, which is scary. But the Yeshua Mamash in Yismoichu, Kamoisha Kasav Nalel, Bois Fayale, I am Sons. And Ois Fayale, he bought a Mogin Avron, that since on top of this Tanurim, there's a big Maziva, there's a big barrier, so the heat doesn't go through so well. So this is similar to a Kindero Reikonis, that we're not going to Shema Yechata. That makes it like it's true for Ktumah. That means, since on top of the ovens there's a big barrier and the heat that comes out from on top doesn't make it too hot, so there's a Shikas Sambo. We hear there a Shikas Sambo in Avram and a Shikas Maril. The Mogin Avram says you're allowed to put it on top of the Maziv, which is on top of the Tanos, because it's a thick barrier. So if you put something on top, it won't get too hot. So it's equivalent to Grufo Kshtumis. It's equivalent to a Kindero Reikonis. Then he said, the Maril said, not like that. The Maril said, you should put on top of it a bath. You should put something like it. So he says like this. Why them no do have to link to no love status, have him create the message? Yes, you mama, she is my commission, because I'm well by Israelos. I ain't sure. So this meaning, he says, we can live with it, because since it's before the Hesek, which is 1 mile, and we have a Mogin Avraham that says that it's not, it's like Geruf HaKtumis. So it's Mutter. Avalach HaHesek Le'yini came, but after the Hesek, don't put it on top already. Chatzach Litinei Zedav, Oyech Tachas Agdeir La'Kerach, Nal B'Shem Maril. Fine. So on the Kaponim, if the Sholent is still warmish, so then all I need the Goy is to put out the furnace, and I can L'Chatchilah make a Smicha, which is a Chazorah. This is a Chazorah. That means I'm taking out of one tanna, I'm putting it next to another tanna, which is chazorah, which is mutter. It's a chazorah through smicha. Now let us see further the Gemara. Okvar, the smicha between saying gruf haktume, kedin gruf haktume linyin nesin ala. We said that smicha to alain a gruf haktume is equivalent to Nesina on the Guf HaKtumah, to Din Guf HaKtumah. Yehi Dohosam Mutra Lahazah Afilu B'Shabbos. In Shabbos, you're allowed to take from one Tana and put it on a Guf HaKtumah. You're allowed to do that, to take from one Tana to another Tana. So Smicha is equivalent to Guf HaKtumah. So I'm making a Chazorah and taking from one Tana and putting it next to the oven, the furnace, and Shalom HaYisrael. Achinam, in Mutalismach, Bekira, Tanum Shalom, Ag Shein, and Gorot. Right. Now the Gemara ends, "Klan is boil shenogu lahaku b'chazorim b'shabbos afilo yinicha al rabbi kalke." And I said before, by chazorim, we had before the shikuf haran, that all these conditions, what are necessary by chazorim, you're not allowed to put it down on the ground, you have to hold it, and you have to be by to lachta, the shikuf haran is dafke if it wasn't on the fire in Shabbos. The was on the fire in Shabbos already, so you put it on the ground as mutter. That's the Shita Saran. And the Gemara says, a crowd needs more shenogu ma'oko b'chazor b'shabbos adur anichal gam b'karket. Now, I think that what he's saying now, that anichal al gam b'karket is mutter by chazor. Why does he seem to tell me this now? Because he's telling us, I think, if he makes a smicha next to the furnace, before the goy puts on the furnace, so this is, he put on the gabi kalke, there's no furnace yet, there's no smicha, there's no azorah, the baal I put on the kalke, in 5 minutes the goy is going to put on the furnace. So, and he was mata, I feel the furnace is on already. Rises if the furnace is off, it's layla layla. But l'chayya is a problem. It's the hell that there is. A chazorah of smicha. By chazorah we have a problem that let them put on the ground. So he says, no. I said, no, I'm a masayim achandaran, you'll have to put on the ground. So mayla, this is mutta. What in Lisma Latano Shane Gore for cotton, Hoyo Bak Nero, Ham, Mumushal Kosoke, the Hain Amina Gaposh Lahata. So, what is he saying now? When second clown is Borish and Ogle, what even if they ask what's one cash of Indian Hazore, a Gabi Groove and his boiler, the Mutter of Lisma Gabi Kalkanikoin, or the Nilans of Lisma, they call Tano Shane Gore of Haniskalel. So that's the end of this synod. Sifreishin and Dalet. Av alfi shebosto chai mutter lahashoisoi. Now we have learned in Sifreishin and Gimel, we have said from the Breishkin, it's not too much negeya, bismanenuf, but I'll call on him. Meika, then we learned, if it's right before Shabbos, and he has a raw piece of meat, and this raw piece of meat will not be ready for tonight's suda, it'll take much too long to cook for tonight's suda, and for tomorrow's suda, you have plenty of time. So a raw piece of meat that's put on the flame, not so folks too bad. It's put on the flame right before Shabbos, and right before Shabbos, in fact, right before Shabbos, but right before Shabbos in a pot, it's mutter. And the reason why it's mutter, there's no shash of Shema Yechata, because this person has no motivation to be mechata. For tonight, it won't help the chitui. And for tomorrow, I don't need the chitui. So Shalom Ayesha. That's what we learn. In simulation and Gimel. So the Mahaba says, Ava Fisha Bosa Chai, Musa Lahashoito, you'll have to be mashed, even though it's not Rufox Tuma, Hani Mili Mishbeiro. That is, if the meat is in a pot, so we have to realize there is a barrier between the fire and the meat, which is in the pot. So this causes that the meat won't get cooked for tonight. That's a yashikoyer to the pot. The pot accomplishes that it won't get cooked for tonight, and so the male is no shas. Avol b'sleep. But what if a person wants to roast meat? He's not putting it in a pot with water. That it should get cooked. He wants to roast meat. She'eichel ha'esh, next to the fire. Oselanich ha'isomah, so here's the fire burning. He's going to take, he's now going to take a piece of raw meat. and he's going to put it, he knows that raw meat is mutter, but he's going to take this raw meat and put it next to the fire, samach l'chasecha, so my male missus also l'niche samach l'chasecha, shememayer l'hizbasho, because I got news for you. If you're roasting meat and you're not cooking the meat, so since the meat is exposed to the heat, this meat can get ready for tonight too. This is not, he's not going to see if that's well until tomorrow. No, 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 no. If you put this meat next to the fire and it's exposed to the fire, this meat can get roasted for tonight too. So now what we have over here, we have a set. We put the meat there. And then his wife said, well, we'll be able to use the meat. Don't worry, we'll be ready for tonight. And the guests come and it's not ready yet. So then here's a fire next to him and the meat is next to the dust and we'll be hot of the fire. And you had roasted meat for tonight too, but your machal is Shabbos also. So the mele, so there has all atzel. This is a lesson. Also, l'nicha yisomach l'chasecha, shememaya l'hizbasho, because this meat, since it's not cooking in a pot, the pots you have, the pot and you have water in the pot, so everything will get cooked. It won't be ready for tonight. But if you have a raw piece of meat next to a fire, shememaya l'hizbasho, this will get roasted pretty quick. But also the chatuye, he might come and be machate the coals. So that's now let's see how much of the mishibur we can learn. Half of it, okay, this is the bialocha, mutala shayse. Even though we learned a raw piece of meat, mutala shayse, hainu shamuta lite lechatchila la shayse, agabikira letana afilim einon grufi mukstumim. They're exposed to the coals. So there the heter was the king in Shulchai, since in Shulchai, naitim imeno adlamocho, v'chol alayla yochel istashul b'loi chitoi, achna b'reishin reishin gimot. That's what we learned in reishin gimot. Avo b'tli ano in tzeilet ha-tli b'tano. But if he's roasting the meat in a tano, mechuse, and the tano is even shot, achsheinu tuach betit. Later we'll see, because the mole will bring down the heter if there is you sealed the tano with teeth. And you have to break open the teeth in order to get to it. So if the tano is sealed, we'll see later, there's a smaller lahoto, because till he breaks the seal or ring the bell with Shabbos, so there was no shas of Shemi Yechat. But if the tano is not sealed with teeth, Chayishina, but there's a board that's covering the opening of the tano, that won't dissuade him. He'll go and take off the board, and he'll be stirring the coals. Chayishina, she'yigala, kitsi, yechat, sham, b'gecholim. I'll see if we start here.